Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It. Presented by Flying Saucer Draft Emporium. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
A football idiot peeing down his leg with a 21-0 lead.
It's not my job.
Or a loss in overtime. Which would be the hardest to swallow when it comes to hosting an AFC championship game if you get the W? We'll get into that in a sec. But first, let's relive the greatness of last night. The Texans' last two playoff opponents, the Buffalo Bills, who they defeated in the wild card round in 2019, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who they lost to in the divisional round in the 2019 season. This was a good one. Right off the top, you had Buffalo on the opening drive. They went for it on fourth and two at midfield, moved the chains. Then they get inside the five, and on fourth and goal from the two, Buffalo goes for it. Singletary scores, 7-0 Buffalo. Message immediately sent. However, Kansas City, they have a pretty good quarterback.
He's all right.
His name is Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, known for his arm, but he's also got some mobility. Three rushes for 49 yards on Kansas City's opening drive, capped off with a touchdown that tied it at 7.
Going against the best third down defense in the game. Mahomes, all kinds of time. Again, he's going to take off and succeed. Did he get the pylon? A little confidence. Touchdown.
7-7. We go into the second quarter. Same score. Buffalo catches a little bit of a break. There was a strip sack that just bounced into Josh Allen's lap. The Buffalo punter in the second quarter, he's punting for the first time in the postseason. Pins Kansas City in the 1 yard line. However, Kansas City, after punting to Buffalo, Buffalo punts back. Third and goal from the 11 yard line. Buffalo decides to kind of playfully tug on Tyreek Hill's jersey. Not sure what number 30 was doing. I'm sure his awareness rating in Madden is about a 2. But he gives Kansas City the ball, first and goal, inside the 5. Pringle with the touchdown. Kansas City takes a 14-7 lead. So you wonder, is Buffalo going to respond, or is this going to be Kansas City kind of pulling away? Doesn't take very long, because Josh Allen on the next drive, he responds, and he finds someone that many people got familiar with yesterday.
Remember this name, I guess.
Gabriel Davis.
Who? Right here. Stuff's open. He throws it.
Here they come. First and 10 to the end zone. It's caught. Davis with the touchdown. Buffalo drives down the field in a hurry. 75 yards and only 7 plays.
Incredible.
Kansas City at the end of the first half, they miss a field goal. This was after Jim Nance and Tony Romo said that Butker was a notch below Justin Tucker. He misses his next field goal attempt. So we go in at halftime tied at 7. Kansas City opening drive of the second half, an 8-minute drive, but just 3 points. So they take a 17-14 lead. Buffalo looking to tie the game. However, they make an interesting decision that you thought maybe they would regret. We talked about the 2 fourth-down conversions on the opening drive. 4th and 1 near midfield, Buffalo decides that they're going to punt. So they punt it to Kansas City, and Kansas City, my goodness, Hardman is fast.
Not showing up yet today.
Here's Hardman. Takes the handoff.
He dives, and he scores! Oh, my goodness! How did that happen?
That makes it 23-14. We talked about the kicker missing a field goal after being called a notch below Justin Tucker. He misses the extra point, too.
He sure does.
So the Jim Nance jinx lives on. 23-14 Kansas City. And at this point, you wonder, is Buffalo going to suffer because they decided to stop being aggressive? Can Buffalo respond? It's now a two-possession game. It only took one play for Buffalo to respond, and once again, Davis finds the end zone.
No first downs, just that one drive that was a quick one, and they go deep. They've got a man. It is Davis for his second touchdown of the night.
Wow. You talked about quarterbacks, and these two are playing at such a high level.
I've been waiting, Tony, for them to exploit the absence of Matthew, and they did right here, I guess, huh?
That, come on.
Matthew would have been 2 steps behind.
He would have been 10 steps behind and yelling at the left guard or something like that, or the defensive tackle.
Subtweeting.
Come on. They were trying to push that Matthew narrative. Mm-hmm. Kansas City might have actually lost this game by 20 if Matthew had stayed in there. So 23-21 heading into the fourth quarter. Buffalo actually forces a punt, but Kansas City forces a punt of their own, and Andy Reid decides he's going to get tricky. He puts Tyreek Hill back there to return the punt. That dude is a cheat code. He returns it down to the 15. So it looks like Kansas City could potentially be going for the kill shot. They're up 23-21. Third and one. You got the best quarterback in the game in Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid decides to put in Blake Bell.
Who?
You might remember him for his work at Oklahoma. Blake Bell.
Who?
The Bell Dozer. He used to doze over people. But Andy Reid decides he's going to run the option with Blake effing Bell lining up Patrick Mahomes out wide. Buffalo sniffs it out. Loss of three, so Kansas City has to kick a field goal. That makes it 26-21. Buffalo driving. They need to score. Fourth down with under 3 minutes remaining. Josh Allen goes back. Two guys nearly tackle him, and he runs to the sidelines. He looks like Vince Young in the early 2000s. Still a 5-point game. Fourth and 13, 2 minutes remaining. First play after the two-minute warning. This is where it gets really crazy. Fourth and 13, 26-21. Josh Allen goes back to pass. Davis again.
On the inside, some of these guys.
Allen fires it. It's a wide open! Remarkable! Touchdown, Buffalo! Davis again!
Ooh. This is... it just is impossible!
So Buffalo takes a 29-26 lead. Plenty of time, though, for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely.
And they don't need very much time because Patrick Mahomes goes back and he finds that fast SOB once again.
Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone. He is. Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go. From 64 incredible yards.
Well, we talked about Josh Allen needed to make a huge play. This place is going crazy. And then all of a sudden, you got Superman himself comes out. And he shows you Patrick Mahomes. He don't lose in the playoffs very often.
So two touchdowns in 52 seconds. The Chiefs, though, they leave 102 on the clock. Buffalo with all three timeouts remaining. Some people saying Tyreek Hill should have got a taunting penalty for the peace sign. Shut up, man. Don't do that.
They need to put that in Madden. That's what they need to do.
If you give the peace sign when somebody's in front of you with an angle.
Exactly.
That's not taunting. They should be penalized.
That's an opportunity.
They should be penalized.
I was looking at him and I was like, how the hell is he putting the peace sign? Two guys have an angle on him.
Exactly.
He should actually get two extra points for that.
Yes. Exactly.
That was ridiculous. So 33 to 29 is the score for the Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo gets the ball. Under 20 seconds remaining. Josh Allen goes back, and you've got to effing be kidding me.
Down the middle to the end zone, and there it is! Touchdown number 4 on the night for Davis.
I mean, this is unbelievable of a game. 4 touchdowns.
8 catches, 201 yards, 4 touchdowns. Only player to ever have 4 touchdown receptions in a playoff game. And Buffalo with 13 seconds remaining.
How many?
13 seconds remaining.
Well, Dak thinks that's a lot.
A 36-33 lead for the Buffalo Bills, but the Kansas City Chiefs manage to kick a field goal to tie the game as regulation expires. Don't ask me how, but it happened. I know Nance said maybe you want to pooch kick this.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't do it. Kansas City kicks the field goal, 36-36. The only mistake Josh Allen made all night, he called tails, should have called heads. Kansas City wins the toss. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they march down the field, and Travis Kelce, who on the ass, boy.
Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Ooh, Chiefs to the championship game. These two guys know each other. Unbelievable. This is just unfathomable. The Bills had won this game. It was over. Josh Allen with a perfect postseason.
I actually love that call. It sounds like I'm mocking him, and I guess I am.
He's excited.
Yeah, I love it. He's just like, he's coming out of his skin. It reflected what all of us were doing in our respective homes or wherever we're watching the game. Just incredible.
Now, the debate automatically began. First of all, what a tough loss if you're a Bills fan. You're probably popping champagne with 13 seconds remaining. You probably had a heart attack. A lot of tables probably broken. Overtime rules immediately get discussed on the internet. Some people, Lewis Riddick, Carrington Harrison, say they like the rules. I like the rules. John Lopez, Sean Pendergast, many others hate these overtime rules.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of polls. I think one of them was Field Yates or somebody like that. 15,000 people have responded to the poll. You like it or not, 79% said no. So you are absolutely in the minority. And I frankly, you can say that the rule is the rule. And that's just the way it is. And I get it.
No, I think it's a good I think it's
no,
a good
it's not
way to
a good
do
rule.
It. I think
I'm
it's a good
there.
Way to do it.
I'm going to get there. It isn't awful.
I think it's a reaction. I think people are reacting to what they saw. There's the college overtime sucks.
That's separate.
They've adjusted it. Keep them out of the end
that's
zone.
That's separate.
Keep them out of the end zone.
Okay, let me get to that just real quick because I think you've lost your mind, frankly. Because the Kansas City Chiefs tried to change this rule through the NFL Rules Committee 2 years ago.
And I didn't agree with it then.
Got turned. So that's just one thing. They benefited from it. But you can say that the rule is the rule. And, okay, that's a fine point to have. Just like the Mike Evans hit, it didn't look like – I mean, it looked as if the Buccaneers should have kept the ball.
A personal foul hit in the Rams-Buccaneers.
After the incompletion hit the ground. But the rule is the rule. You know, you can say, okay, it's bad, but the rule is the rule. And you got to live with it.
I didn't say it's bad. I like this.
No, I know you did.
Format.
And I'm going to get to that. You can say, well, you got to live with it. And yes, you do. You got to live with it because that's the rule.
I haven't said that. That'd be weird.
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general.
That would be weird. Anyone who's saying you got to live with it is weird.
You can say it's the only choice that we have right now.
Anyone saying that's weird, too.
Because they've tried to tweak the overtime in the past. You can even say that, well, you got to be better at flipping a coin.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone say that
either. You just
did. I haven't said that.
You talked about it with Josh Allen.
I was joking.
Okay.
I mean, let's be serious.
But all that. But you can't say it's the best option or it's the right option because it's not.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm saying
I don't understand.
You can't say it
that.
And be right.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Because
thank you, master.
I'm just giving you my opinion here.
No,
like
I know.
80% of the people watching this game did.
Well, I think 80% are reacting to what it is. What is the solution then? Because if
you can say that too,
yeah. So tell me what the solution is.
But you can't say it's right.
You can say anything.
Well, you can, but you'd be wrong because nothing about how that game ended after the way it was played, and we just heard the incredible parts of what we played here. Nothing about that looked right, felt right, seemed right in any way after what we saw for 60-plus minutes.
I just didn't look at it that way. I think that if you look at the numbers from the weekend, 25 out of 92 drives ended with a touchdown. So more times than not, you keep them out of the end zone. Like even in the KC game, and I'm not even counting the final drive of regulation, 3 out of 6 after a kickoff ended without a touchdown. So it just seems like we're looking at the actual result. But if Buffalo holds Kansas City to a field goal, I don't think we're saying this. I just think we're reacting to what went down.
Well, let me put it this way. You know, if you say that, then you're discounting fatigue on both sides, the momentum on both sides, the quarterback play on both sides, and you're giving it to one team. Because
given? They didn't have to go 75 yards?
The coin flip is what I'm saying. You're giving them a distinct advantage 70% of the time. 70% of the time. The team that wins the coin flip wins the game. So after, what I'm saying is, you can say I like it, give me a better option, all that other stuff, but you can't say it's right, because everything proves that it's wrong.
I mean, you can say anything, and not everything.
I've already
proves,
explained this,
but
to
not
you.
Everything that you say proves it's wrong. But like, that's not everything proves. Like, there's like, I just laid out 25 out of 92 drives ended with a touchdown. It's not everything.
Yeah, that's in general.
There's a point counterpoint to it.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I think that's the wrong opinion, and I think that everything that I said proves that. Because at the end of that game, let me put it another way. Because had Buffalo won the toss and gone 75 yards, I'd be having this same discussion. I didn't have a dog in this fight.
No, I know.
I didn't have a dog in this fight.
No, I know that, like, the overtime rules are very, very polarizing. I just think that over the course of a 60-minute football game, there's not going to be an exact art when two teams play their ass off like that, unless you want, like, do you like college overtime? I think it's awful.
Not really, yeah.
The back and forth possessions, et cetera. I just don't know. I don't know what the alternative is. I think the defense having to step up and keep them out of the end zone, especially when more times than not after a kickoff it doesn't happen. I think that's what Buffalo needed to figure out. I thought the Travis was the 13 seconds.
At that point, 60-plus minutes into the game, 65, however long it took them to get to the touchdown, you're talking about a defense that was the best defense in the NFL that was just dragging ass.
I think there's some theater to the coin toss that I think the NFL likes, and it's a mystique, which I'm not defending a coin toss. I'm joking about Josh Allen, but I do wonder if, like, there's a better way to decide who gets the rock. Could it be maybe, I'm just thinking out loud here, like, least amount of time of possession or most amount of time of possession? Because you could look at it as the team that had the ball the least and scored as many points. Could it be the team that that kicks the field goal as time expires, the other team gets the ball? Like, I don't know how you figure out who gets the rock. Some people just want them to play 15 minutes, but what if it never ends? Like, at that point, how exhausted are they going to be?
I think you can play 10 minutes and then go sudden death. That way, if a team drives it down and takes 10 minutes off the clock, well, I mean, come on, you know, let them score, do something, at least get a chance to get the ball back. I think 10-minute overtime. But that's just, again, you know, there's going to be a bunch of options tossed around. That's just the one that comes to me. 10 minutes, and then the first team to score a field goal or a touchdown after that. But it's just awful that it did come down, even to your point of, well, you got to stop them. Yeah, you did, and the Chiefs would have had to do the same thing and probably would not have. The odds are very, very strong they would not have, given that everybody scored in less than a minute there at the end of the game against those defenses.
Got very wild. It was a heartbreaking loss for Buffalo, but was it as heartbreaking as the one that the Texans took in that same stadium 2 years ago? We will cuss and discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.